Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Malak, I'm looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 7. It says, because a carnal mind is enmity against Abba Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the law of Yahuwah, our Elohim. For it says, no, indeed can be. It's a mind that is depraved, debased. It means the fundamentals of holiness. That mind has been uprooted from that. When you pluck a plant and it becomes uprooted, it will die. And so is a carnal mind, because it's a mind that has been removed and it's no longer subject to the law of the Elohim. Now, it's a mind that devises everything that screams to hating the Father, hating His word, justifying humanity. I don't know if you know people who are saying, I'm a working in progress.
Work in progress.
I'm a work in progress. So when he said it is finished, it means he was lying. Because he said it's finished. And he says, be holy for I am holy. Be perfect for I am perfect. It's a creative law. When he said, let there be light, he was speaking a creative law. And he speaks a creative law to us. Which means if we believe that law, that creation starts to happen in us. Hey. Malak, we have a serious problem here. This is a mind that is deprived of being rooted, which means like a plant that is plucked out from the soil that is full of the sap of life. Here we see a mind that is rooted up from the river of life that flows from the throne of the Most High. So it's a mind of death, isn't it?
Thank you, Malak. Malak, there's few things that we have to remember. And we need to ask ourselves, or maybe we should find answers to understand, Hore, why is this flesh not allowed to enter the New Jerusalem? Because then we can see, Hore, this flesh is that which is carnal. It's perishable. It has what we call a human nature. It decays. Yeah. It decays. So when one is in the carnal nature, it means they are separated. We would be separated from the Ruach, the Spirit. Then it shows then that and proves that man is ruled by the basar, meaning our we are driven by our desires rather than the spirit of Abba Yahuwah. So when we look at it, we get to be focused on self appetite, our own desire. It's all about me. This is the mind, Ahi. Enso sangi robeti. Kule mariga ebere. Ay man, kumata ka kuboya matamabiti. Uy, si okalohanya kore, hawa nyala. Kore, lefukula Abba Yahuwah will say to you, sex before marriage is a sin. But then, lukutusa o robeti. So it's those things. And there's many examples to show the carnal mind. Instead, we go down the road. That we have to go and see. These are carnal minds. That's a carnal mind, because now it means we are focused on self-appetite.
We are focused
on the desires of the flesh. We go to these churches not to seek Abba Yahuwah, but we want to be millionaires. That is why you found Pretoria Showgrounds because the guy Aboni, the witness yabatu abalaina baba ngwe gore batle ba etse di testimony. And then ga batla ba etse di testimony, ba bang ba bereka lene, ba bang ba fiwa tšhelete. And then wena ga o shebile ko gae, you get attracted, because ga o batle Abba Yahuwah, you start to hear what these people are saying. Motho gore a re ke tso reka ntlo, that is worth 500,000 ka 2,000. And then you like, yeah, we're anointing Muslim, what? The stories that were so stupid, but people were gullible. You know, this other time, I read, no, the Gilko Karachi, Hatanamane, and Sensa, Dilia 18 billion. Go garage, go petrol station, like, you know, like, how do you know, in hindsight, now you find buses be closer border to Botswana, Zimbabwe, Babu Tuluha, well, I understand, because their minds are carnal, because it's what is sold into people, richness, prosperity gospel. There's no longer his word. Now it means everything has been twisted. We now are meant to believe. So everything now washes away. Everything now removes or disconnects us from the spirit of Abba Yahuwah. So now there's no longer truth. So we become the undertaker, dead man walking. So that is what it has brought us to. So that is then that the Romans 8:7 says, carnally mind is an enmity. Right? Because now it brings forth a separation. It is not subjected. It doesn't want to hear anything. Look, Bona, Yifukulari, Yone, Atar, Nix, not that way. My way. Not Abba Yahuwah's way, but my way. That is what it says. So now, Rukala, Femili, Usibua. Eberare, no. Mudimu Hafaka Lito. Yoka Lito, Arahela. Moto Abua, Autua. So these are the things that we subjected to. This kind of mind, and that is why we need to be able to understand it twisted the law, because Hashatan says, I want to be Ezekiel for Ezekiel. No, not Ezekiel. Isaiah 14.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I will be like the Most High.
Yeah, I will build my throne.
Yes, and build my throne upon high and be like the Most High. So now we look at things. We look at even the scriptures today. Again, now when that is why we come, even we say HaMashiach Yahusha, because there has been a twist even in the name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why,
it's those things that we're looking at. Mushimanyana o ahola kwa bone na ba sa mmitsi ka dina le re le mmitsang ka lone today la JC na ba sa mmitsi even di chomita ga ga ene gore na ba dlala bolo wa bona ga ba mmitsi ka le foka dina le but nna no ena today ke rona le re batla go mmitsa ka lone e be re ke leina la go deliver la go save, but no, it is even a Greek word, and the true name le mamage le papage ba mmitseng ka lone ke Yahusha, because there's been that twist.
Yeah,
ga se ntho ya gona no, ke ntho ya kgale, ke na le di roots. Nithi has been washed away, and what we are left with, and ringangatela this carnal mind and carnal understanding. Because we have been twisted. Retswana le that snake, the python, you know, it's like we squashed in Retswana khide marapa robe khile re tshwere ga re khone go phunyoka le ga nnete etla re bona ke ga re batle sepe aba ya bua re thusa.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue. And we are touching base on the very notion of carnality, carnal mind, what it is all about. And of course, we want to see as to whether we really understand, you know, we really understand this. Let us talk to Rato. Rato, you don't know what this means, man. You really are playing a very significant role. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the amazing listeners to Radio Pulpit Jikelele. Not forgetting the wonderful contributors to tonight's discourse, the carnal mind. Pastor Ray, what an intriguing topic of discussion that is led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We give glory, we give thanks to God and God alone.
Yeah.
The carnal mind is at the root of many of the struggles that human beings are faced with. It's the lust, it's the negative thoughts, it's the sexual sins, it's the lying, it's the murder, pussery, the list is endless. You name it. The carnal mind must be destroyed, or else it will continue to rebel against God. As I was delving down to researching the topic and finding specific Bible verses that led me to having this contribution, I asked the Holy Spirit, how can we destroy the carnal mind? And I see in the book of the well of the fountain, it says, first of all, a man in his own strength cannot destroy the carnal mind.
Mm.
There's nothing that a man can do to destroy it.
Yeah.
Man must have a relationship with Christ, which is it's an important foundation that man should have, and subject himself to grace and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is the remedy, Pastor Ray. A relationship with Christ, a submission to grace, and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is important.
Mm.
While the specific phrase "a carnal mind" is used in the New Testament in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 6 to 7, talking about life in the Spirit, its concept is also reflected in the Old Testament. And the verses that I chose, Pastor Ray, through these verses that contrast human desires with God's way and show the negative consequences of disobedience, a foundational Old Testament verse example is the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 to 9. The compassion of the Lord, which states, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord."
Mm.
Another verse is taken from the sin of Judah in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, which says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So the chapter 55 verse 8 to 9 of the book of Isaiah, this passage directly contrasts God's thoughts and ways with humanity, a key concept for understanding a mind not aligned with God. And the verse of chapter 17 verse 9 in the book of Jeremiah, this verse points out to the wickedness and deceitful nature of the human heart, which in a biblical context can lead to tonight's discussion of a carnal or fleshly mindset. So as I was delving deep into this discussion, Pastor, I was asking myself six questions, or rather seven questions, that I need to reflect on, and the believers of the show, so that they can have an idea of a carnal mind. So the first one will be, are you concerned about yourself more than anything else? Second one, are you obsessed with getting more and never satisfied with what you have? Third one, do you think you are more than what you really are? Fourth one, do you find yourself unwilling to forgive? Fifth one, are you seeking pleasure with no boundaries? Six, are you worshipping people and ideas more than worshipping God? And lastly, I'd like to reflect on love, tando, lerato.
Yeah.
Is your love for others growing cold? Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
So the conclusion that I'd like to leave us with tonight is God can destroy the fleshly carnal mind and give the crucified believer a new mind and heart. He can give man a mind that is set on things of the Spirit. He can free man from walking according to the desires of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind. Let us put off our carnal mindset and develop a mind that is founded and fruitful and focused on Jesus the Christ. I'd like to encourage us listeners and the ones that are streaming into Radio Pulpit Jikelele tonight with this encouragement verse that Christ has set us free and we order need to keep in step with the Spirit, as written in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. And it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you want to do. And I love how this chapter closes off so gracefully and so powerfully slow. Chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another, because those are concepts of the world, and we are not from the world. As much as we are here, we do not live here. Let us be guided by the fruits of the Spirit. Amen.
Wow, Rato, thank you so much. I really appreciate your contributions are getting better and better every time.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
All right, let's listen also to Kwasi Nontlantla. I tell you, man, dynamic. She is, and especially in sharing the word, we have asked her also to contribute into the show and to tell us as to how does she see the notion of a carnal mind. And this is what she had to say. Let's welcome her. Grace and peace to you, Nontlantla.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. The carnal mind, in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 7, it says the carnal mind is enmity to God. The carnal mind is rebellion. The carnal mind is waging war, basically, against God.
Mm.
The carnal mind opposes the things of God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14, it reads, thus, a natural person does not accept or understand the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness to them and can only be understood through a spiritual lens. We have people, Pastor Ray, who know the word, who read the word, even preach the word, but don't do the word. Such people are carnally minded. We have people who have convinced themselves that they will not do what is required. They know what is required but choose not to. Such people are carnally minded. We have people in church who question the gifts, who question spirituality, who even question the Holy Spirit. We have people who only believe in what they believe and they'll go with what they believe. We have people whom you will preach the word to yet refuse to believe you because they do not know the word. Carnally minded people are people who fail or choose rather to forgive the past. They choose and fail to forgive being done wrong. They choose not to because they live in the flesh. They know the word, yet decide not to live the word. The word says you must forgive. They will choose not to forgive because they are living on the flesh. Carnal-mindedness is choosing, is a choice, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to speak on people who do not know God. Carnal-mindedness is a mind that versus the things of the Spirit.
Yes.
Many people who are saved but do not submit themselves to the transformation of the Word of God. They do not want to transform because they are still enjoying the fruits of the flesh. They do as they please. And such people, you can't tell them anything because they know the Word, but have made a choice to do otherwise. They are very emotional in their approach, and they refuse to submit to the authority and the transformation of the power of God. Everything they do is covered by their senses.
Yeah.
They are not unbelievers. They just do not want to submit to the Word of God. They are very sensual in their approach. Such people are found in church. Such people are very manipulative. You'd share a testimony about the power of God. You'd share a testimony about God having come through for you. They'll still look at you as someone who's lying. Such people are carnally minded. Carnal mindedness pushes its own agenda for its own benefit. Carnally minded people know how to manipulate to get what they want. Carnal mindedness is sin because this, as I said in the beginning, Pastor Ray, it's waging war against God. You are doing what you should do, yet you choose not to. Carnal mindedness is choosing to take commandment when you know what commandment is. Like the Great Commission. We are told to preach the word of God, to save souls, to win souls.
Yes.
To evangelize. Carnal minded people within the church will tell you it is not their job. People have chosen not to come to church, not to come to God. It is not their place. Such people are carnally minded because they are, for lack of a better word, selfish in their doing, forgetting that when you are in Christ, it is no longer about you, but about Christ himself.
Yes.
Such people are carnally minded, and such people believe they have it. They are within. They believe they just on track with God. But deep down, they know. Carnal-minded people, you'll never tell them anything. You'd share a testimony and they will act like you are now deceiving us. They live in their own realm, so to say, because they refuse to conform and transform their minds to the doings and the will and the instructions of God. Pastor Ray, I'd like to end here. Carnal-mindedness is very big in our churches. It's very big in our current time. And the only way is for one to be intentional about changing and transforming to the spiritual, because carnality is opposition to the spiritual. And you can't be a child of God and choose not to be a spiritual being. Pastor, I'd like to thank you. A blessed evening further. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. Thank you very much. And happy birthday to your son, turning 10. Beautiful indeed. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, and of course your daily companion. We're talking about that. And let us hear what Sipati Tabudi is saying about this carnal mind, what it is all about. Sipati, greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and good evening to your listeners. I thank you for the opportunity to contribute to tonight's topic, the carnal mind. So when we read in Romans 8, verse 6, Paul says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So from that, we can see that the Word of God speaks of two kinds of minds: the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. One that leads to death and the other to life and to peace. Another translation of Romans 8 says, "A mind that is governed by flesh." So what is it that we mean by being carnally minded? It's basically a spiritual separation from God. And when we delve deeper, you get to understand that the word carnal means flesh or fleshly. It speaks of a mind that is ruled by worldly desires or human desires, a mind that is ruled by pride, by sin, you know, a mind that resists God. When you read again in Romans 8, verse 7, Paul says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." So a carnal mind basically says, "I'll do things my way." It wants comfort over conviction. It wants self over sacrifice. It resists prayer. It resists or avoids surrender. And it is rebellious against God's word. So, and sometimes we often think that people who are born again are immune to carnal minds or to having a carnal mind. But the truth of the matter is that even believers can slip into carnality when they allow their feelings to lead instead of the Holy Spirit. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3, where Paul speaks to the church. You know, so the carnal mind isn't just in the unbeliever. It can exist or exist in the believer who stops feeding their spirit. So when you're a child of God that does not spend time in the Word of God, that does not pray, that does not fellowship with other believers, it is easy to slip into carnality. So how do we see that we've slipped? What are the signs, you know, that one can pick up or can see in themselves when they've slipped into carnality? So the first sign you could look at is in Galatians 5 verse 19, the Word of God there says, "The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger," and the list goes on. So when our thoughts constantly lean towards sin, gossip, envy, pride, or bitterness, and all sorts of, you know, sins you could think of, that is a sign of carnal mind at work. And the carnal mind always defends the flesh. It always makes excuses and it rejects correction. But a spiritual mind, on the other hand, you see this in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. The signs are love, joy, or the fruits are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So these are the fruits that reveal a mind that is spiritual, a mind that is surrendered to the Holy Spirit. So one could ask, what are the real dangers of being carnally minded? Well, the first scripture we referred to, which is Romans 8, clearly stated that a carnal mind is, or to have a carnal mind is death.
Mm.
You know, so the Bible clearly states that a carnal mind leads to death, not just physical death, but the death of peace.
Mm.
You could be living a life that has no peace, no joy, a purposeless life, you know. So those are some of the dangers of living with a carnal life. What it does to a believer also is that it dulls your discernment. It weakens your prayer life, and it distances you from God's presence. Okay? The example here is that when David fell into sin, it began with a carnal thought, a desire that was unrestrained. So the carnal mind is a dangerous thing for a believer to have because, you see, it feels normal. It makes sin look reasonable. It wants to justify sin. But not all hope is lost, because when you read in Romans 12, the Word of God instructs us to renew our mind, right? So that means God doesn't leave us trapped in carnal thinking. He calls us to renewal. So Romans 12 verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." So yeah. Transformation starts when we replace worldly thoughts or fleshly thoughts with godly truth. And this can only happen if we are vested in God's word. So every time you open your Bible and you pray and you obey the Spirit, your mind is being rewired. Again, in Philippians 2, verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Amen. Now, the mind of Christ, we all know, is a mind that is humble, that is obedient, and that is focused on the will of the Father. So when we choose, you know, forgiveness over offense, purity over compromise, service over pride, we are actually walking in the Spirit. Another scripture is in Galatians 5 verse 16 that says we should walk in the Spirit and we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's not about trying harder, it's about surrendering. So the Holy Spirit actually empowers us to think differently, to see life through God's eyes. So living with the mind of the Spirit leads to life, it leads to peace. Peace in how we conduct ourselves, peace in how we conduct business, peace in how we make the decisions that we make, peace in relationships that we have, peace during trial and tribulation. You could be in the middle of a storm and yet experience peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, so I love the scripture, Colossians 3 verse 2, that says we should set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. So when we focus, or whether when our focus shifts, you know, towards things above, we stop reacting to the noise around us. You know, because the noise around us tends to bring chaos, but a spiritual mind brings clarity. And with that, I just want to say, God bless.
Thank you so much, Sipati. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and graciously and abundantly so.
Want it all in one place?
But I have news for you.
Look no further. TBN has got you covered.
I believe that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
From movies, talk shows, kiddies programs, to music, and even more. All in one channel.
I'm thinking this more and more.
That's right. The best of first-rate family entertainment lies on your fingertips.
Because God is available every day, pouring out to you.
Just tune in to TBN on DSTV Channel 343.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Malak, let me bring this to you. And as I said, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Thank you to KMPRK. Thank you so much, Bob Kumalo. Thank you, Peggy. I see you there. Mr. G, I also see you there. Perhaps maybe let me read what Mr. G had said. It says, "Good evening, Pastor Ray. A carnal mind refers to a mindset that is focused on worldly things, selfish, and physical desires rather than spiritual matters. In a religious context, it is often described as being at odds with God's will. I'm reading what he wrote. It says, it's a mind driven by human instincts, and it's a mind that is resistant to the spiritual truth. It says, the term emphasizes a focus on the physical and sensory, the sensory world, and considered a state of natural human existence that is separate from God's influence. That's what he wrote there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Malak, let me bring this to you. And I'm happy with doing introductions, and I'm going to ask you also to send me the definitions of about 6 to 10 minutes each, Malak, so that we can
do. Okay,
I'm going to ask you to send me the contexts of part two, because there's a possibility I will still be at a session when I have to be on the show. Then I can do the show remotely. But I know that your inserts are there. But we'll talk about that. I'm just saying to you, that's how it would be. Right. This is part one of it. Malak, I'm looking at Colossians 1:21. It says, it says, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. A carnal mind is a mind that is outside the reconciliation with the Father. Does not embrace the reconciliation that the Father has brought. And this mind also is alienated, which means it has removed itself from the gifted alliance and has chosen to be a stranger to the Elohim who actually has brought a return to him graciously so. What say you, Malak?
Okay. I think I have lost. Yes, Malak. Yes.
I understand.
We have situation in South Africa now, Rale Madlanga Commission, because of people that have looted government coffers. And now, by so doing, people have died.
Mm.
Right? So now it shows this thing, like in hearing, they have disregard of human lives. Mm. They don't have love. Mm. And all is about carnality, because they're looking at their fleshly lives, right? Instead of valuing this thing, it should be for all of us, and it's a killing. It's a service that must be given to the people, but to go to hospitals and get the care and all that. Now they're looting, they're taking that. And they go as far as even murdering people for that. Mm. That is part of carnality, because in their minds, they want to see themselves being counted amongst billionaires. I have 5 of Lamborghinis. Mm. I live in a certain area. And, to have parties in the yard, to can have beautiful women, like all the lavish lifestyle, they have forgotten about everlasting life.
Mm.
So carnality, we can say, it's when somebody now, it's more like one rejects everlasting life. So we don't think of, hey, let's walk in obedience. Let's walk according to the ways of Abayahua. Do not steal. Do not, love your neighbor as you love yourself. All those commandments are broken because of people's greed. So now, at times we not at times. We should live in the word in order for it to be part of us, so that we can forever be in the spirit than in the flesh. But then there's game near chiefs to the pirates. That's one thing. It's coming. But I think I'm supposed to pray. So I'm thinking she better play ball. Abaya huwa will come from raho. There's a song piece. I want to finish the series. 45 minutes episode to 10. I'll watch them in a day, one after another, enjoying. Even when I have to go to the kitchen, I don't want to miss anything. And do that, right? But of course, even what is of Abayahua. I put him behind. I put him last. Carnal mind is when I forget who is the giver of life. It's when I forget who is. This life, I owe it to Abayahua. Ha, 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 let Abayahua favor. And then, let Abayahua favor. Bupelo keba hache.
Yeah.
But now we start to now make him our second option. When things don't work out, that's carnality. And these are the things that we need to start to fix, to be able to understand. The flesh has got to die, and that is why we have the word that says we have to be born again, because there has to be the great reset in our minds, because the way everything has been brought to us, right, how we were groomed, it was all false, it was all wrong. Now we need a reset, because now, which means now we have to erase everything that we have learned. Yahusha are he speaks of the narrow gate. Now, aki sipeti mitwalo, and what is required of us? It's not to add mutual awareness so that situal wounds him. No, it's to laha. Imagine, there is a process, laha, but runa, and we want to hold. Runa rata hui melwa. And it's been made easy for us to say, no, leave everything and just follow me. But we are refusing. We want to come with these baggages. We want to come with our double story house. We want to come with all this and we're thinking, Hore, we can buy our way. I can refer to bribe. Because it's our nature. That is what we've learned on earth. No, Hore, no, could drink here 200. So now we've lived in that situation, and we're thinking, even when it comes to the things of Abayahua, it is like that. It doesn't work like that. It is about time that we start to change. The battle in us must fall. The lust in us, the abomination in us, there's so many things that we have inherited that we've made them part of us, and they have changed our image and our likeness from that of Abayahua. When he comes to look for us, he cannot find us. Jaka asa khona go bona Adam in the garden. Where are you? Because now, he can't see me. I'm John Cena now.
Yes.
Woman.
Shalom, shalom. Let us also listen to Lisapo just after this.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. we will faithfully pray with you.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We are talking about a carnal mind, part one. This is, and right now, let us talk to Lisa Po. Lisa, greetings.
A carnal mind is a way of thinking that is controlled by human desires, emotions, and worldly influences rather than the Spirit of God. The Bible in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7 tells us that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. This means that when we allow our thoughts and decisions to be guided by flesh, our natural wants, pride, and selfish desires, we move away from God's purpose for our lives. A person with a carnal mind focuses more on temporary pleasures, material possessions, and human approval, rather than spiritual growth and obedience to God. It doesn't always mean that the person is bad, but it simply means that their mindset is not yet surrendered to God's will. The carnal mind is driven by what feels good at the moment rather than what is right in the eyes of God. And this is mainly why it becomes an obstacle to true spiritual maturity. There are several signs that reveals when someone is living with a carnal mind. And one of the main signs is self-centeredness. Constantly thinking about your needs, success, and your image instead of caring about others or seeking God's direction. Another sign is worldly focus, where a person becomes more interested in wealth, in pleasure, and popularity than in faith and righteousness. A carnal mind also shows lack of spiritual hunger. Prayer feels unimportant, reading the Bible feels boring, and going to church feels even more unnecessary in your daily routine. People who are carnally minded may also struggle with uncontrolled emotions such as anger, jealousy, and pride because they react out of their feelings rather than their spirit. They also justify sin by saying things like everybody does it most, instead of striving to do what they know is right. This sign shows a life that is led by flesh rather than a life that is led by the Spirit of God. And over time, this can distance a person from peace, from joy, and also from spiritual growth. However, the good news is that we can overcome the spirit of a carnal mind through God's help. The first step is to renew our mind daily through prayer and reading the Word of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 reminds us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, meaning that we should fill our thoughts with truth and allow God to reshape our perspective. The second step is to walk in the Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says that when we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. We acknowledge they are there, but we are not fulfilling them. That means allowing the Holy Spirit to guide our attitudes, our choices, and conversations every day. We are carrying the cross every day. The third step is to practice self-discipline, to say no to temptations and desires that pull us away from God. Fasting, prayer, obedience strengthen our spiritual life and weaken the power of flesh. It also helps us to stay connected to godly influences like friends and mentors and believers who encourage us to grow and stay focused on God's will. Lastly, we must always be willing to repent when we fall short and ask God to renew our hearts. Repentance keeps us humble and keep us open to transformation. In conclusion, a carnal mind separates us from God's presence and peace, while spiritual mind brings us peace, joy, and clarity. Every day we have a choice. We have a choice to feed the flesh or the spirit. When we choose to renew our minds and walk in the Spirit and surrender to God's will, our thoughts, our words, our actions, they begin to reflect God's love and his wisdom. Now, overcoming a carnal mind is a daily process, but with prayer and humility and the guidance of from the Holy Spirit, we can live in true spiritual freedom, experiencing peace that comes from being spiritually minded. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate, man. You don't know. You don't know. I appreciate this so much.
Pula iRadio Pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyana. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na kuOpenview 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
We have another one. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
It's me, Dumisane.
Dumisane.
I'm glad to be part of the show today.
Welcome.
I greet everybody in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are the carnal mind, Pastor Ray. You know, the carnal mind, it is actually a survival-based mind, you know, Pastor Ray, rather than a gratitude-based mind, you know.
Mm.
Because before the fall, you know, people were in a right relationship with God, so God used to provide for them everything,
yeah,
and everything was okay. So after the fall, so people then would praise God, and then they'll be grateful to God, so the relationship would continue. Mm. So however, after the fall, now the humanity started to have now a survival based mind, because now they had to survive on their own, you know. Mm. Not necessarily depending on God. And then comes into the picture, because now their ways of surviving are now contrary to the order of God in the first place. So they don't even want God to be part of that. That is why the Bible says the carnal mind cannot submit to God.
Mm.
And that is the key part. It's a mind that cannot submit to God. So basically it is surviving on its own, and it has its own means and ways, and then it gets trapped into guilt and in all those cycles as it gets deeper and deeper and deeper into carnality.
Yes.
Yeah. And another part again, Pastor, about the carnal mind, it's how it goes about using its resources. You know, in James chapter 4, verse 3 to 6, I wish to read it quickly, Pastor Rabin. I just read it quickly. James 4, verse 3, it reads like this. It says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God."
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Let's go quickly just after this. I'd like us to listen to Mpiake. A bit of this. I will also take it to part two, though.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Malak, let me bring this to you. Just before I bring it to you, a bit of Mpiake there. Kumelo!
Ukthola, Pastor. Ukthola, gobalaleli be Radio Pulpit. Ukthola, gobalaleli be Radio Pulpit. Jikelele. If you born a little to an amen, Babu Ure, Nesalele Upfalazi, with a carnal mind, Punning of Figure. Waba Ukulumi, Lungulungu, Lugubabon Gabanto, Ababi Zile, and Muswenuak. Ama scriptures are she. uPaul uyakhuluma kuRomans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 ukuncenga abantu ukuthi ubancenga ngobubele benkosi banikele imizimba yabo iy'ngqondo zabo ziguqulwe zenziwe zibe zintsha bangasahambi ngendlela kade behamba ngazo kuqala. Kuningi pastore, kodwa ngiyacabanga nje nami ukuthi uma sabantu sesimkhethile uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi sifanele sifokase, kuningi kufanele kuguqulwe la emhlabeni. Ngaphandle kokuguqulwa kwabantu nokuguquka kwami mina muntu, kodwa nje mase sekunjalo sekufanele siguqule okuningi okungasi sesimeni sikaNkulunkulu nasekuboneni kukaNkulunkulu. A carnal mind cannot please the Lord, ngoba abantu esikhathini esiningi banaka izinto zala emhlabeni. Banaka izinto abacabanga ukuthi uma benazo begqama ngazo kuyilabo bebonakala behabantu khona. Kepha umbuzo usekuthenini, uma sithi singamaKristu, zingaki izinto esiyifezayo uJesu ayifezile? Ngoba uma sisanovalo lokuthi iy'mpumputhe zingabona, abafileyo bangavuka, iy'shosha zingaphakama, uma sisanalolo valo kusobala ukuthi sisase zenkanuko zala emhlabeni. Lepha sifanele sifinyelele emandleni. Uthi uPoli ufuna ukufana noKristu kuze kube sekuvukeni kukaKristu, a-experience lawo mandla lawo. So nathi sisakhula pastore, kuningi okwenzakalayo sikushaya indiva kube ngathi akwenzeki, ngoba phela umgomo esiwubhekile ukuba njengaye uKristu. Angeke ngilande ama scriptures amaningi asewebhaliwe. Kepha sabantu sifanele siguquke. Singabi sey'ngqondweni zala kulo mhlaba ezibambezelayo ezenza ukuthi umuntu angakwazi ukubona uhlelo lukaNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe njengomuntu obiziwe.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Time has gone. I'm going to take this to part two. And at this little bit of a moment, Malak, finally I'll come back to you.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
All right, Malak. Finally, what say you on part one?
We are doing or that we have done. And we're thinking that we are helping or we are changing our lifestyle or improving our lifestyle. But we have compromised ourselves. Because when we have this carnality, we fail to respect the body that Abayahua has created, and we would feed it everything that is of evil and wickedness, all for the love of money. So we end up not caring, Jorge. People get to be on drugs, people get to be addicts, we sell alcohol, and, you know, rituba malapa, we're causing all these mengel mus ere bonang molefatsing today, meaning that we have a hand, we're contributing in it as the people that are saying to be believing in scripture. It's about time that we disconnect. It's about time that we become upright, to live according to obedience. We need to remember something. Saul was anointed to be king, but it was upon his disobedience he was cut off. So it shows, it's an example, it's a lesson, it's a teaching for you and me to say, no, we chose and we have the gift and all that, but when we don't walk in obedience, it is simple for us to be cut off. So carnality will lead us to this way of being cut off. So we ought to be upright, we ought to look and live according according to the word. And may Abba Yahuwah help us, that may He be the one who carries us from esteem to esteem, so that
Shalom, Rabba. Shalom, shalom. And coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. We are taking over and going through with Men's Dialogue. Malak, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week.
To you, to your family as well, to Professor Buison Desi and family in absentia, also to the beloved family of Radio Pulpit, until we meet again. Baruch Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. And then, of course, it is Men's Dialogue that is taking place from now through up to the hour 9. Stay tuned to it. It's just beautiful indeed.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.